Hello, everyone, and welcome to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction. I'm blessed to be your facilitator, Vincent T. Edwards, Mr. Speaker. Please visit the Bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org, robertgrudolph.org. There you can listen to previous podcast episodes, stay informed of his services. And today, we are going to talk about the ingredients of a morning prayer coming from James 4, 13 through 15. This is going to be part one of a two-part series. Hello, Bishop, my friend, my brother. It is so good to be back in the studio with you.
How you doing, Mr. Speaker? Good to see you.
I am doing wonderful. I will tell you, God is a good God. As we say, yes, he is.
Yeah, been quite a bit here lately.
Yes, indeed.
Good. I'm glad to see you, man, and also glad to hear your voice doing better than what you were doing, I guess, a couple of weeks ago when we talked.
Yes, sir. Doing much better. I tell you, you know, hey, you know, I don't mind. I'm very open because I ask people to pray for me. You know, I had coronavirus for the second time, but God right. is good. I mean, and the church was praying, everybody was praying, you were praying, and guess what? He is still Jehovah Rapha. I'm healed.
You didn't even get started, so you already preaching this morning. It's supposed to be a podcast. You already.
Well, let's go on into the podcast because I sure enough want to find out about these ingredients of a morning prayer. Because you know, when Grandma used to be in the kitchen putting the right ingredients in there, the end product was great. So I'm waiting to find out about this end product of prayer on today. So please open us up with a prayer and get us going, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Well, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us to be able to come in an internet situation online to be able to minister word to your people. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I am going to talk to you this morning about ingredients of a morning prayer, the ingredients of a morning prayer. And I'm using the book of James, the fourth chapter, verses 13 through 15, as my theme scripture for this meditation. And I hope and pray that people will enjoy the word, but most importantly, that we will act upon it. And I'm going to the book of James because this particular scripture is phenomenal. It helps us to understand just how important the spoken word is and just how important the written word is and how God sees his word being implemented in our lives. So let me read it. James 4, 13 through 15. It says this, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Why is this particular scripture so important to me? Because it tells me that before I say anything, before I say I'm going to do anything, or before I purpose to you what I'd like to do for the day, it tells me that I probably need to have a conversation with God first. And generally, I do that early in the morning, or I try to do it early in the morning. Before I'm going, starting my day, before I do anything else, I try to just have time in prayer with God. But when you pray, because this scripture tells us, James tells us that you've got to be very careful what you say and what you're going to do, because you don't know what God's will is for your life. You don't know what God's will is for that particular day or for that particular moment. So with that being said, then we have got to seek the Lord first. And that's what I do. And when I pray to God, I pray a few of the following things. First of all, when I pray to him, I'm only talking to him, just like I'm talking to the people right now, just like I've talk to you, Mr. Speaker, before we got into the discourse here this on today. But when I pray, there are things that I pray for. The first thing that I'd like to pray for is I pray to God, God, give me the proper motivation for the day. That's it. I want to know, what is your will for my life? What is your will for my day? Our motives are extremely important because our motives are those desires, according to definition, that need to drive us to action. In other words, as followers of Jesus Christ, it is very important that we have the proper motivation for whatever we do. You've got to be careful of why you're doing certain things. Do you have the proper motivation for why you're doing it? Or are you just doing it for the sake of doing it? You've got to have the proper motivation. So when I pray in the morning, I say, Lord, give me the proper motivation for going into whatever endeavor it is that you want me to do. Because if I'm motivated correctly, if I do it right and have the proper motivation, then I know I'm in your will. And it's not about me. It's about what you want me to do. So I pray, first and foremost, Lord, give me the proper motivation. That's one of the ingredients that I have in my morning prayer. Now, the second ingredient that I have in my morning prayer, Mr. Speaker, is I pray for divine guidance. That's it. I pray for divine guidance. As we face the journeys of our day-to-day walk, we should recognize that there are some dangers involved in our daily journey. And if we walk through the day confidently and in a manner that glorifies God, we will need divine guidance. So Lord, not only am I praying for the proper motivation because I want to be motivated to do what's right at the right time, but I'm also praying, Father, that you give me divine guidance. In other words, I want you to move me in the way that I need to be moved. I want to be led in the way that you want to lead me. There is a hymn, if I remember correctly, there's a hymn. And in this particular hymn, it says, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Lead us like a shepherd. The Bible tells us the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. It's good to be led. So every day we have to pray that God gives us divine guidance. So I'm praying for the proper motivation, that God would motivate me properly, and that I do not use the motivation for fleshly reasons. And then I'm also praying for divine guidance. I'm praying that God will guide me in his way, not my way. Not my will, but thy will be done. And then the last ingredient that I use for today that I would like to share with the listeners is I also pray for the proper purpose. What is my purpose on today? What is my purpose of doing what God wants me to do? Well, each day, every person has what I call a controlling purpose. And it is very important, but some people never really achieve anything of real significance because they have a low purpose. In other words, if you have a high aim, if you have a high purpose, then many times you may not reach the highest of heights, but you get awful close. So you've got to make sure that your purpose is a high purpose. The Bible teaches us that God blesses people in order that they might be a blessing to other people. And I am being blessed to bless somebody else. God wants me to do what I need to do to help somebody. My grandmother used to sing this song, if I could help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can spread salvation to a world once wrought, if I can even spread the messages that the master taught, then my living will not be in vain. So each day, Lord, I want you to make me a blessing so I can have a higher purpose to help somebody else. And it's very appropriate that we join together, not only just from me praying in the morning, but all of us join together and pray that God will help us to be a blessing to other people. That's important to me. So on today, I'm sharing with the listeners, Mr. Speaker, I'm praying for the proper motivation. I'm praying for divine guidance. And I'm also praying for a proper purpose. Lord, give me the right purpose at the right time to do your will. Because if I'm in your will, I know everything will be just fine and my day will go according to your will.
Amen, Bishop. I was just sitting here as I was listening. Just some things came to mind, but those are some great ingredients. 1 to 3. Oh, my goodness. And when you got to number 2, when you started talking about divine guidance and, you know, the dangers that we may face, all I could hear was the old saints when they testify, they say, Lord, I want to thank you for keeping me from danger seen and unseen. That's why. So I was like, you know, that whole concept of guidance. And then when you talk about the proper purpose, that is, this is powerful, you know, that controlling purpose. But you got to aim high. And all I heard was shoot for the stars. You might not hit the stars, but you might land on the moon. You might land some. But if you aim high, you'll get everything underneath. And so that was just so powerful, because at the end of the day, it's not just for us. We're blessed to be a blessing. Those are some powerful ingredients. If it was a cake, I'd be like, is it ready yet, Bishop? Is it ready?
Oh, man, that's good. That's good. That's very rich, too.
So anything else you'd like to bring out today in part one of Ingredients of a Morning Prayer? Anything else?
Brothers and sisters and everybody that's listening, please understand that every day you need to start your day off with prayer. And you need to ask God, what is it that you want me to do today? Who am I to bless today? And the ingredients of your prayer, they should include you praying for a proper motivation. It should include you praying for divine guidance. And it also should include you praying for a proper purpose. And if those are included in your prayer as ingredients, then you will be successful for that particular day. And I'm glad, I am so glad that people are listening on today, because I hope and pray that the Lord will help you to include what is proper in your prayers on a day-to-day basis.
Praise be to God, Bishop. I'm going to ask that you close us out today, because all I could think about is men ought to always pray. So please close us out today, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Father, we thank you for just a brief word of encouragement to all of your people on this morning. Now, God, I pray and I ask humbly, Lord, that you would help us, you would guide us, and you would give us what we need as we bless other people in your name. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, and allow someone to be touched on this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I want to thank everyone for listening today to the Bishop's teaching on the ingredients of a morning prayer. Remember, please visit the Bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org. That's robertgrudolph.org. The podcast is also available on the Apple platform. Please remember to share this with your family and friends. And remember, you've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point. Always keeping you focused in the right direction.